Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope you're doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you found us. I'm happy that you found this podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you here as we move forward. I always encourage new listeners to go back and listen to the previous episodes. We have well over 100 episodes that talk about so many cool, exciting, fun, informative topics that I really want you to tune in and, of course, be a part of. I also interview your peers, and so you get to hear about life from their perspective. So scroll through those episodes, see what you like, listen in order, out of order, however you like, but I hope you enjoy, okay? And again, thank you for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. That lets me know that I am doing something right. Having you back on the podcast really means a lot to me. Having you back listening to the podcast, it's just so special, and I really appreciate it. So you know the drill. Let's jump right in. Grab your Listen and Learn notebook if you have it. If you don't have one, you could check the show notes for the link. If you are underage, be sure that you are connecting with your parents and you can show them, and they could get you one, if you like, from Amazon, okay? So our Amazon link is in the show notes. Also, if you don't have one, that's all good. You could just get a notebook or sticky notes or just paper and write down what we discussed today. New listeners, we always like to jot down the things that we are talking about in the podcast. And so feel free to pause and do just that, okay? So let's hop right in. Like I said, I hope you guys have had a great day. Things have been great on my end. Had an outstanding boys club and social club this morning. And it was just really cool to hear the topics that the kids discussed, see them laughing, see everybody so joyful, and see everybody having a great time. So it was just great. So let's go ahead and get into our topic for today. This is just an extension of what we talked about in our social group, and the topic is morals and values, okay? So we are going to be talking about just that, all right? So a lot of you might say, well, Miss Cynthia, what are morals and values? I don't really understand what that is. If you do understand what it is, sit tight. Let me explain here just a little bit what that means, okay? When I think about morals and values, I think about doing what's right. What is important to you? How do you value yourself even? Or how you view things, how you view what's right and what's wrong. A person with good morals, they do the right things. A person with good values really values themselves. They don't let anyone talk to them in a negative way. They take up for themselves if they feel like they are being hurt or bullied or anything like that, okay? A person with good morals really values themselves, okay? They take care of themselves, and additionally, they take care of others, okay? So it's really about doing what's right at all times. and honestly, you guys, after talking to some of my kiddos I can't even say kiddos, they're like teenagers now, tweens and teens. But after talking with them in our social group this morning, a lot of them expressed how hard it is to do the right thing. Whether it's because it's easier to possibly do something bad, they think. They don't have the know-how, or temptation. And it's hard for them to fight the temptation of, you know, doing something that is right, and that causes them to do things that might be wrong. So it's something for you all to just really think about. What do you think about morals? What do you think about values? And I want you to take a moment to kind of just write down, you know, two or three things that you view morals and values to be. Okay? And so take a little moment to do that. You could pause it and write those things down, or you can make yourself a little note in your notebook or on your notes to write those things down once you're done with this episode. Embedded in morals and values are several different topics, and so I just want to share a few that go a little bit deeper than what we're talking about. One of them is respect, okay? So showing respect towards others, showing respect towards yourself really lets me know and others know that you have great morals and great values. Sharing. So remember, it's not always about you. You could share with someone else, whether it's, you know, it could be anything. And I'm just throwing out examples here. You know, wrapped candies or cookies or toys or video games, controllers, your phone, sharing, you know, anything. It could be anything. Pencils, pens, paper at school. Sharing goes far beyond you. So when you extend your greatness and your great morals and values to others through sharing, that lets me know that you are doing something right. Another moral and another great value is honesty. As many of you know, I do not like liars. I do not like dishonesty. I do not like to be lied to, and I especially do not like to be lied on, okay? And I'm sure that applies to many of you all as well. I mean, would we really want a friend to lie to us, or a family member to say that they were going to do something and then they don't do it, right? That is no fun at all. So being honest to others, being honest to yourself, is another example of great morals and great value. Other things that fall into this category are kindness, hard work, being compassionate, showing sympathy towards others. Like, there are so many positive things that fall into this category that shows that you have positive and appropriate morals and values, okay? Being a hard worker, doing your homework, getting your chores done around the house, being kind to your siblings. I want you all to really try that. Be kind to your siblings. Be kind to your parents. Show respect to your parents. We've talked about this before in many of our episodes, okay? So be kind to yourself. If you're not doing great in a subject that might be hard or accelerated or advanced, be kind to yourself. This is a lot of this material that you all are introduced to. It's new to you all in school. So don't beat yourself up if you're not doing great in a class. Just go ask your teacher for help or ask your parents for help. Okay? That's okay to do. It's perfectly fine to do. And that really helps you with that hard work piece. You are working hard, you know, you're reaching out to someone to help you, and that is okay. And I just want you all to keep that in mind. So as we move forward into our week, think about your morals, think about your values, and if they are a little low, okay, if you're feeling a little bit of low self-esteem, or if you're feeling down or low in this area, just take a snippet of what we talked about and start building on it and working on it, okay? If you're having trouble with sharing or respect, even, if you're having trouble with being honest, practice, practice, practice being honest and truthful to yourself. Take every opportunity that you can, because practice is so important, but take every opportunity you can to be honest. If you do something great in your house, like complete a chore, hey, mom and dad, I finished a chore. If you spill something. Hey, mom and dad, I spilled something, but I'm going to clean it up right now. Okay? Those are perfect ways that you can practice with that honesty and at the same time practice increasing and building and enhancing your morals and your values, okay? So, you guys, go off. Be great. Have a great time. Parents, thanks for having your kiddos hop on. And thank you for hopping on as well. I always appreciate you. We are in the midst of some fun times at Listen and Learn, you know, so connect with us on our website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. Email me if you want to set up an appointment. Or, you know, we have locations in Kennesaw, Georgia, in Kansas City, Zona Rosa area in Missouri. And of course, I can connect with anybody across the globe virtually on our virtual Zoom platform. So email me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com if you would like to get connected. I always tell parents you have a free consultation, so feel free to utilize that, all right? We can get something set up on email to connect in person or on the phone. But I definitely encourage you to email me first because I'm not always in Georgia and I'm not always in Missouri, all right? Of course, if you want to listen to us on your favorite podcast listening outlet, you can listen to us on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, we are there. And so thank you for keeping us number one on Good Pods, which is really cool. And just thanks for all of your support. Where else? Oh, of course, Facebook on our business page, Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. We have some cool, exciting, fun photos and videos. So feel free to follow us there, like our page, and connect with us there, okay? That's where I make announcements about camps, summer camps coming up, holiday closures, and just all the great things that we have going on. So feel free to connect with us there, okay? I think that's it. You guys are amazing. Thanks for all the support. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.